Hi everyone, I'm Arun Venugopal, and this is The Takeaway. In January, brutal violence broke out in Mississippi prisons, underscoring concerns about conditions and security at facilities across the state. In just 1 month, 13 inmates were confirmed dead in Mississippi Department of Corrections jails and prisons. At the time, Maleka Canada, an advocate for detainees in Mississippi, told us about the violence, much of it was shared on social media via contraband cell phones.
We as a people have basically let the guys down as a whole with the MDOC, Department of Corrections. So what we're seeing now is death tolls, injuries that are being done that are senseless, that something should have been done about a long time ago.
Just last week, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves made an announcement about the Parchman Prison, the facility that's been called the epicenter of the prison crisis in the state.
I have instructed the Mississippi Department of Corrections to begin the necessary work to start closing Parchman's most notorious unit, Unit 29. There are many logistical questions that will need to be answered. We're working through that right now. But I have seen enough.
So to help update us on the latest, we're joined by Joseph Neff, investigative reporter with the Marshall Project. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
The governor referred to Unit 29. What is Unit 29? Why is it so notorious?
Unit 29 is an old unit that houses maximum security inmates. They call it the red and whites. They wear red and white striped pants, and they're the maximum security inmates. And it is a very violent place that the State Department of Corrections has lost control of. If you see any of these videos, it's just horrifying. These cell blocks are so dangerous, and the prison is so understaffed that correctional officers fear to go there. The prisons in Mississippi, public prisons, which Parchman is one of, have about a 50% vacancy rate. I was down in Mississippi the week before last talking with officers who tell me about one officer in charge on a shift of a unit with 180 inmates where they're afraid that the doors don't work. The locks aren't secure. So this, you can imagine an officer, usually a female, trying to maintain order amongst 180 inmates. It's frightening.
13 people dead in 1 month is truly a shocking figure. Is it clear how this violence started?
Yes, the violence actually started in a prison, in a private prison in southwest Mississippi called Wilkinson. And to set this up, you have to understand that prison gangs are everywhere in Mississippi, and people join them to protect themselves. And the two big ones are the Vice Lords and the Gangster Disciples. On December 29th, there was a near riot there in which apparently the Gangster Disciples got the better of the Vice Lords. Via cell phones, that spread to a prison, the Southern Mississippi Correctional Institute. And that night of December 29th, some Vice Lords broke into the cell of a big gangster disciple named Kaboom, that was his prison name, and killed him in his cell while he was sleeping. Then that spreads up to Parchman by cell phones. And at Parchman, we've had, is where most of the killings have happened.
Is it clear whether there is any sort of objective here for people who are, behind the violence?
The objective, I think, is just it's self-protection. It's trying to defend themselves. There are a lot of rackets that the gangs run, you know, with contraband, with drugs, with tobacco, things like that. But the fundamental problem is that there is a lack of control by the State Department of Correction here.
Joseph Neff is an investigative reporter with the Marshall Project. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.